You know, the other day we were talking to Dallasite Peter Altabef, who's the chairman and CEO of Unisys, which now it doesn't make big mainframe computers anymore, but tries to keep people safe from breaches and security. But he also has another job. He's a member of the president's National Security Telecommunications Advisory Committee and specifically co-chairs the Cybersecurity Moonshot Initiative. And so we ask him back to talk about that. Good to have you back.
Thanks, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
What a great title, the Moonshot Initiative. Tell me what that is.
Well, so NSTAC is a presidential commission that was established by President Reagan and was authorized by Congress way back in 1982 and has been very active at looking at not only cybersecurity, but the security of our national infrastructure, everything from telecom to power generation. Last year, we really looked hard at how do we deal with the growing dangers of cyber attacks that are coming both from organized crime, from terrorist organizations, and actually most importantly from other nation states. And so we developed a committee to look at this. We've been working on it for about a year, and then in November of last year, we submitted that report to the president.
It strikes me that there are different levels of attacks. I mean, on the one hand, there's some that are just disruptive. They're just trying to play hell with you and break up your company or, you know, maybe help a competitor. On the other hand, there are stealing trade secrets and so they can go off and do. And then more and more we're seeing ransoms. You know, we're taking your data, you give us money, and then we'll go away. Do you treat all these the same?
We don't. So, you know, the purpose of our committee is to really look at a national level of what can cause massive disruption in our economy.
Taking the grid down or something.
Taking the power grid down, taking the commercial grid down, attacking banking organizations. What are the big things that can really disable what has become our way of life? And so as we did that, we really focused on looking. One of the reasons we called it the Moonshot was because the original President Kennedy Moonshot, which will have its 50th anniversary this July, really looked 10 years in the future. President Kennedy said, we want to take this, get somebody to the moon and back safely, and we'll do it in 10 years. We actually took that 10-year framework, and it's worked well for us because when you think of all of the people, and there are a huge amount of effort working at patches. There's a huge amount of effort working at how do we fix this infirmity that somebody has come up with, but not so much on the long term, not so much on, you know, how do we rise above the patch of today and say, how are we going to deal with cybersecurity when quantum computing comes online? How do we deal with the growing threats from AI? How do we deal with what does blockchain mean to both help and hurt efforts at securing the internet? So we really wanted to take a moonshot approach and get out of the, you know, next 3 days or 4 months and say, what are the big issues to preserve and protect the country for the long haul? That's what we've been busy with.
I've heard you talk about this before, and you make such a crystal clear point. You say you will want to avoid a Sputnik moment. It was the Russians launching Sputnik that gave the boost and gave us the initiative to, you know, boost our space program. I guess here the Sputnik moment would be hacking into the airlines,
correct,
and shutting them down so that the nation's, you know, air traffic safety system doesn't function. Something like that.
Well, and the simple fact is, you know, we in America have been fortunate. We do have a lot of protection today. But that Sputnik moment will come. And the question is, do we want to get ahead of the curve? If you lived in Estonia today, if you lived in the Ukraine, those countries have had their Sputnik moments. They've had national level attacks. And the question really for us is, you know, to organize so that we can get ahead of that. And it's urgent, but at the same time, you need the discipline to be thinking, okay, as much as you're vulnerable now, how will your vulnerabilities change as technology changes?
Can you do this? I mean, Equifax, I mean, a big outfit like that can't even keep my Social Security number safe.
Well, so it's really interesting. As we worked on this effort, one of the things we realized was if you do this with technology tools alone, you're going to hamper yourself. So if you're trying to patch an infirmity, you basically only have technology to rely on because you've got to patch it in 30 days. If you're really taking the long view and say, how as a country do we defend ourselves? All of a sudden, you don't look at just technology. So we actually created six pillars. We have a technology pillar. We have a human behavior pillar. We have what we call an ecosystem. We have policy. We have privacy that has to be built in from the get-go, and education. So if you just take, for instance, human behavior as an example, you know, it's one thing to tell people, you know, you should change your passwords, you should get, better corporate hygiene and better personal cyber hygiene. But how do you actually make people want to do it?
Yeah.
How do you encourage people to do those things?
You got to scare the heck out of them.
Well, you have to train them. You got to educate them. You also have to make it easier. You know, people who think that their grandmother's maiden name is a good password, that's not a good password anymore. Yeah. People know who your grandparents were. So it is really a question of how do we get to next generation technologies like biometrics that will actually get rid of the need for passwords, but give you a much safer environment. And those are the types of things we're working on.
So is there a deliverable that you're working toward a white paper or a solution, or I mean, is there a time certain?
There is. We actually provided our report to the administration at the end of November of last year. That report has been approved, and that report is now working its way through government to see how they actually implement the report. Now, we gave...
I guess that's a secret report.
No, it's actually a public report.
It is?
Yes, and you can get that from going to the NSTAC website, or you can get that from going to the unisys.com website, and then we'll point you right to where you find the report. I'd encourage everybody to read it, actually. It's a roadmap for how we can protect ourselves over the next 10 years.
I can't think of anything more important. Good work, and I don't know how you juggle all these balls as chairman and CEO of Unisys and also doing the important work here. But it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David.
You do good work. That's Peter Altabiff. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.